And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer and Patricia Gentile. Always tremendous information. Okay, so we're talking at NewEnglandTaxRelief.com, and the phone number, if people have a question for you, go ahead and give it, is
1-800-880-8388.
Okay. NewEnglandTaxRelief.com, Fighting the Good Fight is the podcast. I highly recommend it. It's really engaging and tremendous information. And we're talking about how much should you pay a preparer to do your tax. So for simple taxes, and it's under $50,000, it's free?
It could be under some number in the 50,000 range.
Okay.
But
okay.
You want to go to irs.gov, and right on their homepage, I believe you click right into free file. Now, I recognize that once the IRS put this program out a few tax seasons ago, other franchise tax preparing services such as H&R Block are advertising that, I believe it was them, it could be TurboTax I saw, and that is your own home-based software to use your own, prepare your own return. There might be a level of free filing too. So you want to check out the opportunities to file your return for free, get it prepared and filed for free.
So, then the next step would be, if you had to pay somebody, I have a friend who pays $250. It's just her. She's a single mom. She has no complications, and her friend has been filing her taxes forever, and they charge her $250. I know other people that have paid $4,300 in the year for their taxes, and that was a sting, and I was one of them a few years ago. And so what's the average?
The average of when I've been talking to my colleagues, the average is, none of them can do just a basic form 1040 with maybe itemized deduction schedule, possibly interest income, dividend income, for under $750. And that's
we're in the
Boston and Southern New Hampshire area. So I'll mention the area that we're talking about. Just the professional tax software, the cost of professional tax software alone for tax return preparers is thousands, in the thousands of dollars annually, and maybe even monthly, depending on how large of a CPA firm there is. So to hear $250, wow, I can't even recall the last time I've heard that being a fee for tax return preparation.
But you're talking about someone who is not a CPA. You're talking about someone who's been doing her taxes for years. So it's very similar to last year and the year before and the year before. And, you know, it's not complicated. This is very simple, basic kinds of stuff.
And so you brought up a good point. The person is not a CPA. And if you, which I highly recommend, you go to a certified professional tax return preparer, such as a tax attorney, CPA, or an enrolled agent, they call an EA, they get their credentials by taking an exam that the IRS offers. Now you are looking at somebody with such a level of expertise that no matter what you bring to them, for the most part, I would say they're going to know what to do with it. So now the price is based on, that's where the $750 starts for sure on a simple return, in my opinion. Now after that, now it's based on complexity, issues, complex issues. You know, people are selling stock. Are they trading in Bitcoin? Do they have college costs of children home, or and college tuition, or tax credits, and Do they have rental property? You know, are they a small self-employed business, just a Schedule C sole proprietor, self-employed business that they're doing Etsy? They're selling through Etsy online. Then those fees will bring somebody a married filing joint or a single person.
And then there's the business about, and then there's personal. So it can be very complicated.
Yeah. So you're looking at around $1,500 for someone like a married filing joint where they have these things I mentioned, not all at once. If they have them all at once, you could be looking at something higher, but they have these different aspects that create a certain due diligence and requires forms and schedules for complete and accurate reporting. So there's a lot of detail.
Thank you so much for that, because I think we've never actually talked about that. So I'm thrilled. That's very interesting. You got something that you wanted to talk about, in which is so interesting. So go right ahead.
Thank you. I got an email yesterday that in the subject line, it said IRS case ID number, and it listed a number, -, tax evasion charges pending, and it wanted me to click on a download. If that isn't crazy, that was crazy. I looked at that and I said, there is such craziness going on that it prompted me to want to mention the IRS recently issuing, you know, tax scam warning signs 3 weeks out from April 15th. You want to recognize the demands or threats, like I just mentioned I got in an email, or these are impersonators, IRS impersonators who want you to pay now or else. Mine was tax evasion charges are pending. So it's like a threat of arrest. These impersonators don't let you question or appeal the amount of tax they're saying you owe. I didn't even click into the download because there was no way I was going to do that. But how to know that, you know, that it's the IRS who's actually contacting you is very important. So I'm going to suggest in the essence of time here that taxpayers go, your listeners go to irs.gov and actually search in their search box, IRS tax scam warning signs, because one of the things they did note there, which I thought was excellent, was how to know it's the IRS. And it was a major list, but of how they do contact you and if they visit you, what they have to show as credentials and who would be the type of officer to visit you. If they contact third parties to...
And for the sake of time, we will continue this again, because this is very, very important. Patricia Gentile, as always, fighting the good fight with Patricia Gentile, NewEnglandTaxRelief.com. Check her out, listen to her podcast, and we will continue this next time. I promise. I'm Frankie Boyer. We'll be right back.